Hey, it's Genevieve, aka Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl Crystal, aka The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses, hey. Social events, what? And the Black experience. Okay. How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen.
What up, what up, what up?
Hello.
That is way more energy than I actually have, actually.
Hola. Hi, guys.
What's up, y'all?
Hi. You know, blah. Hi.
Yes, girl, we know.
Hi.
Yes, hi to all of
Hello.
You.
Hello. Dear Lord. Hi, Clotter.
Just so y'all know, we're going to spend about 45 minutes giving
No, we're not. No, we are not. No, we're not.
Okay, we'll see.
We're not.
I'm actually going to
Today I'm going to be good. Today
okay,
I'm going to be
I'm
good.
I'm accounted.
I'm excited to talk to Boston, though.
Oh,
Boston,
you?
Where you at?
What's good, Boston?
I'm going to try not to be a bird today.
Oh, Lord.
Just realize my bird tendency is already coming out.
I don't know.
I really cannot help it.
I don't know.
Who are you waving to?
Listen, why is it matter? See, the problem
I just wanna
is...
Know.
See,
Claudia said, hey, Jen and Crystal,
Lord.
Thank you very much.
You
hey,
see,
boo.
See, this is...
My Instagram is not popping, though.
I can't wish
They
you.
Do not love me on the gram.
I can't. Anything
They
else
love me on your gram. Hey! I wish you guys could see Crystal's face. Those
Stress.
Of you that are not watching it live.
You
okay?
Anything else?
Woo! I'm excited!
Somebody come get their cousins, come get their friends.
Crystal, you know it's been 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
since we had
a show.
Yeah. This
it's
has not happened
while,
since we started.
It's been a while.
We've been doing pretty good. We've been doing this since September
20th.
There we go.
The year of our Lord.
The 16th.
The year of our Lord, 2017.
Hey, Reggie. Reggie signed in on Instagram. I'm just saying hi.
Hey, Boo Boo. Hey, Pookie. Hey, Ray Ray. Hey, Peanut. Hey, Pumpkin.
Can you not shame me on...
Anybody else?
Anywho, I'm going to open my drink, y'all. I feel very, like, good because I just came from Trader Joe's, and y'all know that's the one part of gentrification I do like.
Lord. You stress me out. You got me scared here.
Reggie, say hi.
Lord.
Anywho, how you been, girl?
I also apologize to all the folks who got to listen to this show after it's live.
Whatever.
They're
going
to be like, who's that?
And they're going to be as popping.
Lord. Anywho.
This is me opening. Woo! It's about to,
Lord, girl, listen.
My pineapple
Don't get
sparkling
us kicked
water.
Out of here. Don't get us kicked out.
Anyway, how you been?
Hi, girl. I'm so tired. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
I know you've been tired.
I'm very tired, y'all.
I want y'all to know that Crystal is the only person that randomly texts me at, like, she'll text me at, like, 11. Then I'll get one at, like, 2 sometimes. Then I get a like at, like, 4.
In the morning?
I think it's just your Twitter thing going off, though.
No.
But then she'll call me at, like, 7:02, like, I'm up. Y'all know I quit my job. I am not up.
But you be answering, though.
I do.
Because I'm fine.
Because it's you.
Am.
Anywho.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey,
Jenna.
Boo-boo. Hey, Ray Ray. Hey,
okay, Boo-boo. I'm sorry.
Hey, Peanut.
Okay, Crystal, tell me how you been. Why are you tired?
I'm very tired because, well, for a couple of reasons. One, I had a temp job.
That is the key word.
The key word is had. Mm-hmm. That I no longer have. Mm-hmm. And step two is that I essentially was, or have been, still am, have been filming about 14 hours a day.
No, she really has, y'all.
Yeah, for the Dear Black Boy, Dear Black Girl project and, like, I'm tired. I'm just so tired.
Crystal been putting in that work.
I'm putting in work, y'all. Like, not like no BS. Like, I'm just like, damn.
I've booked people at 8 o'clock and confirmed. You gonna be there?
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, I'll see
yeah,
you later, girl.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning, getting mm-hmm. home at, like, 11 o'clock, barely being able to, like, close my eyeball and then waking up.
Side note, Crystal is, like... She's such a go-getter that she usually will try to do things on her own.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some A1 editing skills, mm-hmm. like A1 for real, like nobody needs to teach you anything. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. But if you got
Especially
some,
if you edit on Premiere.
Right. She can use your services.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anybody, this is not paid at all. This is for the community,
well,
for
we'll
us, by us. That too. There you go.
Yeah, we'll get you a membership to the studio.
The Somerville Media Center.
Yeah, we're also looking, I mean, down the line in the future. Oh, sorry, y'all. Snack of the day. Clementines. Mad good. But, no, down the line, we are trying to apply to grant for grant money. And freaking... So down the road, if we do get funding for that, then yeah.
There you go.
Everyone will get paid. You know what I mean? Because yeah. The goal is to be out here paying folks. The goal is to never go back to working a 9-to-5 again.
Ever.
Hence why I quit my temp job during lunch on my first day.
Wait, the one you went to, wait, what's today?
The one that I left on Friday?
Wait, did you start another one? Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I thought it was another one.
So I started the temp job on the 3rd of January. Mm-hmm. Around 10:30 is when I got there. Around 1 o'clock, I quit. And I put in my 2 weeks notice. Mm. So I left 2 weeks after I got there, a.k.a. last Friday. Wow. And that woman begged me to stay. I'm not going to go into details, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Crystal's popping, y'all. Anywho, I quit my job and I just told the whole world. Mm-hmm. Hey, I hope y'all read my last blog post, Too Legit to Quit.
Team Fun Employed.
Yeah.
No 9-to-5.
Yeah, except
team
on Fridays.
Team don't gotta wake up in the morning.
Except for Fridays. So, yeah.
Tell the folks about that.
I'm temping at a law firm. One day a week, y'all. And I feel like I shouldn't say I wish. But some of the folks have been there. One lady, the lady who was showing me, all I have to do is answer the phone. And I don't have to say anything. I just have to say, so-and-so, hello, so-and-so, so-and-so.
Good afternoon. This is Miss Genevieve Angelique.
No, that's too much. They don't even want you to say all that. Oh. It just, hello, the name of the place,
okay, and
how may I help you. Yep.
Oh, okay.
And then they tell me who they want to talk to, and then I just...
You got to get some gum.
No. And then I just route the call. That's it, girl.
Oh.
That's it.
You keep pushing buttons.
That's Guess how many calls I got on Friday?
How many?
I think I had maybe a little more than 10.
Oh, for the whole day?
The whole day.
Oh, what you be doing in between work?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a computer right there, and it was just like, you know.
It was calling your name.
They said I could use it. Cause, you know, I went in the interview. I saw it, and I was like, dang, nothing to do. It's going to be a piece of cake. But I didn't want to be all extra on the interview, so I waited till the first day. I was like, I read a book. Is that okay if I read it at the desk? She's like, yeah, go ahead. Use the computer.
Word.
I was like, okay. Exactly. That's how that blog post got done. So I hope y'all read it.
If you haven't, get your whole life in order.
Yeah.
Because also them gifts you used up in there will give me life.
I know. Okay, so when I'm writing a blog post, that is my favorite part. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part. It's looking for the gifts. Yeah.
I mean, that's the fun part.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Where do you find your gifts at? They were very, very on point.
Giphy.com. Giphy.com. There's another website too, but it's all gifts, and you can look up by like a word, and then you can click on it and give you more. Any word, yeah. Happy, sad, you know. But I looked up Tiffany Pollard, you know, Miss New York.
Oh my god, yo.
Because I low-key still love her.
She don't get enough credit, you know.
No, she didn't. So because of,
created reality TV.
She sure did. Mm-hmm. I actually was on, forgive me, I've been spending a lot of time on YouTube, but I was on YouTube a couple weeks ago, and I was actually looking at the best Tiffany Pollard moments from Flavor of Love 1 and 2.
She made the show. Like,
she made the show. And she's still in reality TV, which is crazy.
Did she?
Yeah, she still does shows. I think she just ended one.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't really remember what I've really done in the past 2 weeks or where I've gone.
In case y'all didn't know, I don't know. Did we talk about it last week? Or the 2 weeks ago, why we weren't here? Because they did.
Oh, no, we did not.
Tell the people.
Oh. They was closed?
We weren't closed.
Well, we were not, but they had an event somewhere.
So.
On our day. So, therefore, we was not here. To me, that's all that matters.
Let me explain what had happened. What happened was, so every, like, so often, the radio station does these Boston Free Radio takeovers, right?
Essentially, that's what it is.
Because we did do one before, hello, where we go to different establishments, we set up our things, our, like, DJ boards, you know, all the things, and we take over. Every, you know, host of the radio show can kind of do their thing. And
Crystal works here, so she should.
I happen to work here, but also Genevieve is a whole member who gets all the emails, so.
I feel like I read them all. Except when I was December member of the month, Melissa.
Anywho, so people take over. They play, you know, whatever music you want for the hour that you're DJing and all that good stuff. Genevieve and I have definitely done it before. So that's why they had no shows that night because we were going live.
Yeah. But it was actually kind of a welcome break.
Yeah, it was good. I was also very tired that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Took a mean nap. Caught up on my Z's. because I was also working that temp job that I am no longer employed at.
I like my little temp job.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm proud of you, girl.
Thank you, girl. I'm about to show up in the same outfit every Friday.
I'm proud of you. Oh, man. Yeah.
PSG was like, should we mail your check or are you going to come get it? Oh. I'm going to come get it. Thank you.
You're funny.
It takes a while. I'm going to come get it. Thank you. I don't even read my mail. Everything comes via email. Anywho. Actually, I did do something like 2 weekends ago.
What are you doing?
What is his name? There was a young
it's
man.
It's a name.
Yeah. No, it ain't that juicy, girl. It's business. Oh. Dang, I looked at his business card. His name is Ronald Graves, and I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to email him, talk about getting him on the show.
What are you doing?
He just put out him and a couple folks. They took that article, the Boston Globe article, the spotlight on the race, Boston and race. And what they did was they actually just had, like, this community forum that was open to any and everybody. They just asked that, like, listen, no social media, no journalists. We're not trying to, we want it to be, like, a comfortable type
you
of space.
You did go to that. You did.
Yeah, and they did it at Ink Block.
Gentrification Block?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we call it. Gentrification Block.
It was still a nice space. But, yeah, I mean, I found parking. I was able to park because of the gentrification.
It's still gentrification. I don't care if you benefited from it or not. It's gentrification.
Anyway, you're right. You're right. But I was able to park at the Whole Foods parking lot and walk around the corner. So that was pretty cool.
And I like that Whole Foods though.
Hey, Trava.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, I was able to go, and they you know, we had, like, a large forum, and then we broke up into small groups, and then in addition,
Who was in the room? What type of audience was in the room?
All types of folks. There was young people, old people, there was a lot of black people, quite a few white people, not a lot, but they weren't, like, the overwhelming majority, but there was... Okay. There was represented. There were some Asian folks. Yeah, there was one guy. I was like, okay, you down for the cause. All right.
He's so stupid.
But, it was very interesting to me because, with the exception of Chris Stefani, who I just met a couple months ago.
Who that?
She was part of Black Women Entrepreneurs.
Oh, BWE.
Yeah. Except for her, I did not know one person in the room, which I thought was surprising.
That's interesting.
Because I don't say I know everybody, but I feel like I know quite enough people.
You run into the same people.
Yeah. Like, I was just so shocked. I did not see, and you know, and I saw so many people share the article. I saw, you just gonna cut me out.
Oh. I was trying to cut you in, actually.
I was just very surprised that, no, girl, I was like, where is everybody?
Where all the folks at?
Yeah, people will be all up in the cut. And I understand that maybe it's the location. I don't know. They have free food on top of that, which is like, you know, when they serve free food, you know we're coming. And it was good food. It was gumbo.
You know what's rude is that Genevieve didn't even tell me
I sure this. Enough did tell you about it. I sure enough did.
I don't
did.
Believe so.
And I shared it on social media.
What part?
On Facebook, because that's where I share everything. But I definitely, and then someone even tagged me on the thing, like, you coming, girl? And I was like, yes, I'm coming. It was a whole thread, girl.
I'm so skeptical.
I think you were doing the Dear Me, though. Cause you
what day was
here.
It?
It was on a Saturday. So
oh, yeah. I was ankle and neck deep in filming. Mm-hmm.
So, basically, no shade to know, but I was just really surprised.
Oh. And you know that you didn't know people in the room.
That people I thought would have been there or would have been interested in something. And granted, maybe nobody, they didn't know about it. This guy, I've never heard of him.
You want to know why? Because they was filming with me. That's why.
No, they wasn't. But, and then, in addition, girl, I lost my hat. Oh, it's still here. In addition, the black folks, like the younger black folks that were there, mm-hmm. like a lot of people that I heard speak, there were quite a few people who were from here, but they were older, the older generation. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lady, she was probably in her good 70s, and that was like I told you, she was like a super duper fly.
Gladys Mode.
Yes, hello. I wish I got her name and her contact. But aside from her, a lot of the young, like black millennial people that spoke mm-hmm. were transplants.
Oh. So, not like, y'all here, but you ain't, like, from here.
They're not from here. And I'm like, isn't that that was even more, like, kind of.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting because, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I have feelings.
Like, how do you explain that?
I have feelings. I mean, I think college, I think that explains a lot of it, personally. Because I find that, like, that's where most people are coming from.
It wasn't that. Actually, some people, quite a few that spoke were a little bit older. And they had moved here.
Like, post-college?
Like, one lady had moved it within the last 6 months from New York. She's in media.
Oh.
But
Good for her.
Yeah, a lot of them were, like, older.
Oh.
But I just thought it was interesting that there weren't more people
who, like, millennial people who actually
are from here. Because we would be the ones complaining. I see y'all on social media always talking about there's nothing to do in Boston or just that Boston is racist. But it's like when we have,
like, y'all don't.
Maybe it's my perception. My perspective. But when there are things like that, I don't see. Even, and I'll say that because Matt Parker, I'm going to shout out Matt Parker. I don't know
who that?
He's a community organizer out in Boston. He's a youth worker, I believe. He does a lot of things. But he had something like that a couple months ago, back in the fall. It was a black millennial mixer. Like, what do you want to see in Boston?
Oh, I did hear about that.
And even then, I was like, where y'all at? Like,
it was mostly, like, trans fans.
No, I feel like there was a lot of us here, but I just felt in terms of numbers, like, when it's things like that, we're not really showing up.
Well, because, I don't know. I'm 50-50, maybe like 60-40 on this, but the reason I say that is because I feel like part of it is that, yes, like, folks don't show up, right? There are a lot of folks who complain and then don't show up for things. I think also, too, depending on, there's a couple things, depending on who's organizing the event, like, how much access do people have to, like, figuring out where things are, when they're happening and stuff like that. And then also, too, I feel like the people who most would benefit from
just my salsa water, y'all, don't
mind spritz. I think that the people who would best benefit from conversations like this, from what the results could be from episodes, from I'm so tired, y'all.
It's okay.
From events like this are often the ones who, I don't want to say, like, always, like, working and stuff like that, but I feel like that's a big thing, too, where it's like, oh, okay, now, like, these events are happening, you know, at a time when I may be working.
Where is
or
the community leaders?
They ain't there.
Why not?
Because they sleep. No, but, like, for I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I'm actually
curious. It just
makes
me wonder, but I kind of feel like you see that in other areas, too, of Boston. Like, other, not areas, arenas, I guess. So, whether it's music or fashion or whatever, it's like the black Boston community is so small.
So, okay, so I have a question then, because Serena on my Facebook Live asked, well, like, where are the best platforms to find out about these?
Listen,
events?
We're working on that, but I do feel like,
yeah, Boston Comes is working on it for y'all. We're trying.
We are, like, legit in the next
but
week.
Outside of us. Like,
I don't know. Maybe, maybe I'm more enterprising, I don't know. But I feel like Eventbrite and Facebook, I find all of that, or even just social media, when I see someone put up a flyer, I'll like save it or something. And I get it, if you're not really
like
into
involved.
That okay,
or also like,
but there's
involved
Eventbrite.
Too, because I think also
ooh,
too
excuse me.
That's also phrase make this sound because I'm like, let me burp it on the mic. I think part of it too is that with a lot of these events, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the more, A, you go to these events, or the more you surround yourself with people who would go to events like this, you know what I mean? You start to see them more in your timeline
but
and stuff like that.
But I'm saying I didn't see nobody.
No, I'm talking about, like, the people who are around you, not the people who showed up. I'm just talking about your circles in general. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people, I feel like people in your circle, I know for me, a lot of people in my circles would show up to events like that, so they are oftentimes popping up on my timeline. So imagine if your circle, like, you want to do stuff like that, but the circle of people
but
around
even,
you aren't that.
Even,
I'm not necessarily,
no,
like,
no, I know. It's
like,
a good
you know.
Critique because I think you also, I've gone to events, too, where, like, in fashion, I went to a show last year, and I couldn't, and it was 8-9 designers in the show, all Boston, and this show didn't even have half the seats filled out, and I couldn't understand because, one, we don't have that many fashion shows to begin with, and two, so, you know, I would think there was one here, actually a really good quality one, and people, and maybe that had to do with how the event was marketed and how to find it, but I feel like Facebook makes it very easy now, like, there's legit a little tab.
What are you doing on Facebook?
But I feel like the majority of people who will be interested in these things are on Facebook. Because
interested or the ones who would benefit?
Oh, I'm not talking about even the ones who would benefit, but okay. I'm talking about people, when I was speaking of the event and people not being there, mm-hmm. I was talking about people I saw that was really vocal about the articles and who had a lot of things to say and who've been talking about it right. and who do a lot of community work. And it's not a critique to them because, you know, for whatever reason, but that's why I was saying I was surprised. I'm not talking about regular folks. I'm talking about people who actually, like, this is what they do. It's just, and the same thing when I was bringing up the fashion, is people like, you're in the industry,
right.
how come you ain't there? Or, like, supporting or whatever. Same thing with the music. Like,
I know, it's hard.
So it's like, it's kind of twofold in the sense that, like, I get it. People, there's a million reasons why someone may not have gone to an event.
Right.
But at the same time, I would think people, because even, like, you know, Mr. Reggie Reg was on here right. from Roaming Entertainment. He did the game night. That was right. really nice. That was yeah, really fun. True. And it was in a central location. Mm-hmm. Like, we all know where the Hard Rock is. We've probably all been. You know how to get to Faneuil Hall. Mm-hmm. And I hear so much that there's not enough things to do in Boston. And that was a quality event. It didn't cost that much. It was really worth what you right. paid for it. It was a dope environment. And people still didn't come. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't understand that. So when I'm like out and about and I'm meeting people and I see people doing stuff, and maybe yeah. it's a collaboration thing. Yeah. Maybe there's so many people trying to recreate the wheel instead of trying to come together.
But yeah, because I think that's part of it too. Like, there's a lot of people trying to do very similar things. And that goes back to the conversation we were talking about a couple weeks ago about Boston being like very clicky and very individualistic mentality.
I'm gonna need y'all to get that together. Hello. All the way.
No, I think it's true, because when you have a community, right, like Boston, where, you know, it's very clicky, it's very individualistic, it's like, I'm over here doing my thing, you can be over there doing your thing, then you have multiple people doing the same exact thing, right? And so part of that is like, for me, I'm like, okay, this is redundant because I'm seeing the same things right. over and over and over again, when we could just be coming together to do one big thing or a couple of big things. You know what I mean? I think that's a big thing for me. And then also, too, what was my other point? Oh, a girl done forgot. Gladys done forgot. Oh, Lord, the dementia kicked in.
Judy did, Judy's on my Instagram feed. She did say, collaborating makes sense instead of the recreating of the wheel.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people, and I don't know if it's that people don't know how or people are just not willing.
Because I think part of it goes back to that mentality of like, I have this dope idea. It's like, your idea is great, but somebody's already doing it, or somebody is already in progress. You know what I mean?
Listen, Boston. Listen.
But no, because it's true. Tell me if I'm wrong. It's no, like, it's true. I want to be responsible for, you know what I mean?
Creating I think it's the ego thing.
It's an ego thing. It's a clique thing. It's an individualistic mentality thing that's so present.
That's why Boston ain't pop yet. This is why.
That's what I'm saying, because there's pockets of, like, amazing things happening in Boston. There's pockets of, like, you know, just popping things. There's popping. There's pockets of too many things going on. There's pockets of of circles of people who are doing all the things that Boston should be on a larger scale, but it doesn't transpire out because of that mentality.
Girl.
That's all.
We need to get some of these folks up here. I mean, like, why were you not there?
We need to hold a panel discussion. Boston, let us know if you're gonna come out to our panel discussion.
What?
Serena said, that's actually a really good point. She was saying, it seems like I wouldn't know about certain events if I didn't see it on Facebook.
Well, I think that has to do with the marketing aspect. Like, where else can you go that you would know about it?
I mean, community places.
But, like, how do other communities know about things like that, too?
I don't know. We got to ask D.C. and, like, Philly and, like, you know, New York and all them. Like, what do they do?
I don't feel like they have to do anything. People just come out.
But that's what I mean. So is it really marketing, or is it the community that's here in Boston? You see what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying, because I went to school in D.C. It was not like, you know how here, it's hard to have a good time here.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I don't want to go to the club. I don't want to turn up. If I just want to have a low-key night, it's hard. But in D.C., you just walk, you throw stone. Anyway, throw stone. Wherever it land, it's going to be a good time. Like, yeah, and I don't have to get dressed up. I don't have to spend all this money. I can I want to, but there's, like,
also, levels. I feel like other cities, I'm just going to throw a shout out here, because other cities also have their metros together, and Boston's closed at midnight, and I'm just going to throw that out there. Because I need to complain about the MBTA right quick.
But can I be real with you? In D.C., late at night, I wasn't hopping on the metro, even but unless I was a group of us.
But it existed.
But even instead, walking through D.C., because this ain't D.C. gentrified now. I'm talking about D.C. back then, when D.C. was ungentrified. I wasn't walking from whatever, I'm getting a cab, because it was like it wasn't safe. So, you know,
I don't know. I think that's part of it too. But you got to keep in mind too, DC is in Boston.
It's not. And people, I feel like the same amount of people drive there that they do here. People still, and they, I mean, and it's the DMV. It's not just people in D.C. Yeah, they're coming that's from true. Maryland. They're coming, Virginia. You can't get people from going from Dorchester to Cambridge.
True. You know. Damn Skippy. That's very true.
You know, but I can that get, is you can get true. Someone coming from damn near Baltimore County
yeah.
to come down to, the, you know, to D.C. And yeah, that's like true. At least 40 minutes. Like,
that's true.
So, or from Virginia up this way, like.
Yeah.
A longer ride than
it should, I don't know.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know because Boston's 6 miles
wide. What
is it,
Boston? What is it? What is it?
It's 6 miles long, and we still, you know. So that's why I'm like,
yeah,
doesn't really make sense.
What is it, Boston? Let us know.
Yeah,
like, let us know.
It, maybe it's part of the platform thing. There isn't like a platform, hence why we're trying to, you know, establish
we're
Boston
trying.
Come through as that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, girl, but I'm gonna need y'all to do better, Boston. This is why people be leaving.
It's so true.
Cannot get it together. You know, I feel like a lot of creatives feel like mm-hmm. they need to leave. A lot of musicians, like, they're from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't pop off until they're out of Boston, you know, because Boston wasn't riding with them until,
no, literally.
You know, New York co-signs it or something like that.
Or a random other, like, East bumfuck nowhere. So
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, you could come out there and, like,
yeah.
people don't even know who you are and they're already riding for you. You know
right.
what I mean? So
I mean, it. I guess
Boston
it's in
all,
and this, so this is why I was mentioned. I was saying that perhaps it's a Boston thing because it wasn't just in
it
this area because
yeah.
this was a community thing. But I've seen it with the music. I've seen it.
It's across industries.
Yeah,
and that's how I know it's more than just like, oh, it's this one little pocket of whatever. Like, it's the mentality here. It's the I don't know.
I think we should take a break.
I'm so tired. I'm just sleepy, y'all.
Judy said Boston's not that big for us to be doing all this. I agree with her. It
yeah.
shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
It should not.
We all know each other.
You like my hat?
Yeah, it's cute.
That's from Fallas for $1.99, girl. Old AJ, right? With that said, I'm going to take a break, y'all. Before y'all judge me. I don't care.
What are we listening to?
I heard this on the radio.
What's
shout out to B87.7. B87.7.
Who that?
They play all the hip hop. They play the real, you know, stuff. DeMarco Comfortable.
Ooh.
Hopefully, it's on YouTube, so.
Okay.
Hoping the ad don't pop up. Anyhow, bye. We'll take a break. We'll be right back,
y'all.
BRB,
y'all.
Let me tell you this girl, me love. She be cocky straight in on you. Coup on your face so you feel bad. Took them say Marco when you spend your days on you. Me tell her me girlfriend boom boom come for them. Me a say, girl wine pa me kaki ka me nah gonna dance to a mine and me nah give you wet. Watch me chrome skin girl, she a wine and a dip. She love she get, she say me fine a trick. She say load the phone, you have time, I watch it fly. Me leg like you fly the ratchet. Let me tell you this girl, me love to be kaki straight in a yo. Coup on your face so you feel bad. Took them say Marco when you spend your days hard. Me tell them me girlfriend boom boom come for them. Just see first part. Kaka rock round about me see God up, he just pass. Me say what up? She say uncle go see just pass. So me hurry up and me go rough it up fast. Her nice scared it up so me a fi just laugh. She say fi dust all round so me go fi dust mass. Kaki show up in a fi your pussy just laugh. Can't stop check your honor just cast. Let me tell you this girl me love. Show me kaki straight in on you. Coup on your face so you feel bad. To them say Marco when you spend your days hard. Me tell them me girlfriend boom boom. Me a say, girl wine pa me kaki ka me nah gonna dance you a mine and me nah give you wet. Watch me chrome skin girl, she a wine and a dip. She love she get, she say me fine a trick. She say load if when you have time, I watch it fly. Me leg like you fly the ratchet. Let me tell you this girl, me love. She me kaki straight in a yo. Coup on your face so you feel bad. To them say Marco when you spend your days hard. Me tell them me girlfriend boom boom.
We back.
Hey!
That was DeMarco.
What up?
Comfortable.
What up? Ew.
There we go.
That was a very good song.
I know. I just heard.
Getting the haves. I said, yo, first of all,
yeah. It didn't say all that on the radio. I was like, wait a minute. Next time I play the clean version.
Okay.
Because we are trying to be family friendly up in here.
So, Genevieve is eating raw food.
Whatever. The snack of the day. The snacks of the day.
I don't know about that snack. It ain't my snack. I'm just letting
whatever,
you know.
Whatever, Crystal.
That's a Genevieve snack, not a
Crystal. I have my brioche toast because I'm bougie.
AKA burnt toast that somebody decided to sell.
No, it's not. It's not okay. Burnt. Okay. It's not burnt. Okay. My brioche toast. And then I got my Trader Joe's smoked salmon dip with capers.
It's not cooked, y'all.
Whatever. I was going to read my wine, too, but, you know, Crystal wasn't trying to partake, so. Boom. Boom. It's good.
Mm-mm.
You sure you don't want to try it?
Mm-mm.
Y'all should see Crystal's face right now.
Mm-mm.
You know, actually, can I tell you something? I had a dream? No, I had a revelation.
Oh.
I know. I didn't have a dream.
I was late for the dream.
I didn't have a dream, y'all. I did not have a dream. I don't think I remember it. I might need to pray to the Lord about that. Oh, yeah. If you come for me in the dream, I know you come for me in real life, though.
Nope.
FYI. Okay. That's just for any of my haters that were listening. I forgot what I was going to say.
You had a revelation.
I had a revelation.
About me.
Actually, it was not about you. It was just about myself. And I realized that I need a man who's an adventurous eater.
Oh. That is what I don't need.
Not that adventurous. Like, I'm not talking about, like, what's his name on, you know, Travel Channel. Or
oh, Andrew Zimmerman.
Yeah, not talking about him. But I'm talking about, like Anthony Bourdain, you know, sitting in France at the coffee shop and we're going to try some poutine or something like that. Like, that's what I mean.
Okay. I need someone who understands that, like, if there's a list of 20 things, I probably don't eat, like, 17
Do you think if you were in a relationship, are you going to be the person who cooks mainly or no?
Like, if we married?
Like, if you were in a full-fledged relationship.
And he cooked.
Oh, so you're not the cooker.
Oh, no. You gonna starve. I will let you know that right now.
So, basically, you have to eat whatever he cooks.
Or I'm a cook. Or, like, that's the thing. Is like, I don't like cook, because I would gladly eat, like, a can of tomatoes.
It's bomb.
Okay, epic. Not a can, a carton or whatever.
It looks good. It's like cream cheese.
No. It's pink.
That's the salmon.
And raw.
It's not raw.
Okay, well, smoked. AKA they like heated
Google up. That. We have to Google that at some point and get
smoked
back to that.
Smoked salmon is not cooked salmon.
Can y'all tell us, is smoked salmon? Judy gave me the eyes.
Somebody Google it. If smoked salmon is cooked, because I don't believe so.
Smoked salmon is cooked.
Okay.
It's bomb too.
Well, you got the computer, girl. You can do the Google.
I sure can, but I'd rather eat my toast.
Okay. Well.
Anywho.
Moving
so,
on.
Your man is...
No, I say that because, like, I'm the type of person, like, I'll gladly eat a little salad. I'll get a little quick meal. I'm sorry. I'm not making food from scratch. I don't have time. I'm busy.
So you never gonna cook a man? Never?
I mean, like, on a special occasion, maybe, or, like, if I'm already cooking something for myself, like, you want some?
I cook.
Oh.
I just want to put it out
there. Well, that makes one of us. Genevieve cooks. Crystal
does
not. I just
put it out. I haven't had to in a while, but I can cook.
Oh.
But my only
I don't make rice, just so y'all know. Whatever you do.
We can get around that.
I don't make rice.
Uncle mm-hmm. Ben's, whatever. But here's the thing, though. You need to bring the groceries.
You're right.
I can't stand, man, that think you're going to go buy the groceries, bring the groceries in, and cook the food. I don't think so. We're not going to. You buy the groceries, I'll cook. I will gladly cook. Would you ever be a housewife?
Okay, so, like. Ooh, I don't think my independence would allow me to.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly and truly think I am too independent for that. I think Genevieve is too happy about this damn dip. Mm-hmm. But I think that I'm way too independent for me to, like, be a housewife. Just being completely honest and truthful. I like to do my own thing. I like to have my own hustles going on. But also, I do understand the negative side of that because, like, I feel like the last three guys I was with felt like they were living in my shadow because they all told me that.
I'm going to need them to just... Honestly, I feel like...
I don't know if
it's you
like,
feel
I don't
like
know if
that.
It's like a male ego thing.
Yeah,
or
I feel like you just need to... You should do more.
Because for me, I'm like...
What shadow? We're not doing the same thing.
No, that's what I mean. Like, that's part of it. But also, like... I have a lot of things going on in my week, so I'm sorry if I'm not at home just, like, twiddling my thumbs 24/7, like...
Maybe the first one to talk about your board.
Yeah.
Speaking of which...
Well...
So, I've been telling everybody and their mother...
What?
I've been watching these YouTube series.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Let the people know.
Okay.
So?
It's not a new thing. Okay. Anybody who was around for the Issa Rae Awkward Black Girl days, y'all know it goes. Because I was there.
Yes. Every Thursday evening, it was like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that.
I feel like it wasn't 8. I thought it was 8 o'clock.
Oh, it could have been 8 o'clock, actually. I might have thought it was just later because it was wintertime.
Okay. Well, anyway, y'all, I've watched about a good 4 of them.
What you writing?
Writing down the names that I meant to write earlier.
Oh, okay, cool.
Girl.
Run it down because I
there is some talented watched. Folks out here.
Out where? Not here.
Not here, but on the internet.
Shade.
On the internet.
Look at you,
Shade. That's not what I mean.
Shade. I haven't, show, throwing shade to Boston.
I haven't discovered anybody from Boston. If I did, I would gladly be hitting you up talking about I'm trying to come through
right.
to a taping, okay? But they all seem to be everywhere else.
It's true. There everywhere. Is a lot of talent.
Yeah, so I'm, oh my goodness, oh my God.
Okay, so can you like fill a sister in? Because
okay.
I would like to know what are the happenings.
Okay, so some stuff I already knew about. I already knew about Awkward Black Girl.
Hey!
I already knew about, I don't know if you ever heard of Black and Sexy TV.
Oh, of course.
Yes, Dormtainment.
Yeah.
So.
You know where they're from, right?
Dormtainment or Black and Sexy?
Dormtainment.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
You Googles, girl.
Come on, girl. You even me and the audience. You go.
I'm gonna say we got local connect.
Okay, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Anywho, so I started watching one called Makeup and Breakup.
What's that one about?
Girl, just relationships in New York. It was good. Cause you know. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, I'm like I don't know where to start. So. Do you know when you watch a show, like shows like Power, people are into it, but if you watch the show, not only is Power like soft porn.
what the fuck?
It is. Actually, I can't remember her name right now, but homegirl, let me tell you. I was on somebody's Instagram stories or whatever, and she was with the youth, and she was asking them, what shows do you watch? 14-year-old girl said Power. And I said, oh, my God.
I like, heard 50 Cent be showing his butt.
Because it's soft porn. It's soft porn. I don't care what nobody say. If you watch Power, you watch soft porn. Every episode. But you watch the show, and you're like, this shit can't happen. And you're like, this is too much drama. Like, there's too much going on. But these shows that I've been watching, this Makeup and Breakup, it was so realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a, two of the characters were having their first date, and it was so cute that I was blushing. Like, I was sitting But anyway, shout out to Makeup and Breakup. And then I started watching Tough Love, which is, I don't know if it's, I don't say
stuff. What's that?
Woo! You asked the million-dollar question. 6 New York City friends, 3 guys and 3 women.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them were actually a couple. 2 are in a situationship and the other 2 do their own thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the couple are, they have a business together. They have like a concierge type of business.
Okay.
They decide, you know, business has been kind of slow. They're not able to pay the, you know, that New York City rent no more.
Right.
So they decide they got to go back home to Atlanta. And the friends, you know, like, can't let them go out like that.
You're right.
So, you know, the girls are hanging together and the fellas are hanging together. And I guess somebody on each side knew about this study that was being done by some, like, psychologist or whatever, where they would pay them 10 G's to do the whole thing.
Oh.
And all you have to do is, like, you would come in, have to do, like, I think
this
it was,
real?
Like... No. Oh. It's on the show. But you would have to come in and, like, divulge all about your love life.
Oh.
But what they, so they all sign up for
it. What's the catch?
Well, they're it's being recorded.
Who's seeing it?
So they don't know that until they have to get the first half of it that they're not going to show it to the public, but all the recorded tapes are going to be shown to the other participants. But they don't know that, like, you
who
know.
Who are the other participants?
Like, other people. But remember, I told you, the guys signed up together. Like, that's their way of helping their boy out. Like, we'll give you some of the cash that we each get. You do it. That'll help y'all
wait,
stay.
Wait, they're telling the dirty secrets. Oh, Lord.
And it's not even, like, bad. But, I mean, it's also kind of, like, divulging how you. Like, one of the dudes, he's, like, damaged. Like, he doesn't sleep with a chick more than 3 times. Because after that, they start getting.
What, clean?
Yeah. He legit tells him, like, nah, this we done. Like, this is it. This is the 3rd time I slept with you. This is, we done.
Okay.
So, but homegirl that is in the relationship, that the 2 with the business together, there was a secret she'd been kind of holding. And it's, depending on who you are.
Right.
It's like an Issa and Lawrence type of situation. You're like,
Issa and Lawrence!
It's not that bad, but it's kind of like, depending on what side or whose side you're on.
You can't just be throwing that out there, girl. What,
I'm just saying, because you know how everybody was very opinionated.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It's very muddled. Like, it's not so clear who's right and who's wrong.
Right, right, right.
So basically, yeah, and it sets off a whole chain of stuff that happens. And girl, and they have like 100,000 views, like... Oh. Hello. On an episode, yeah. Oh, girl, they popping. But some other stuff I'm watching. Diary of a Cheating Man. Only 7 episodes. I'm on episode 7 already.
These seem all very relationship-based.
They are.
Okay.
They are actually,
is
but
there is there some
That are not actually. Yeah, I can't.
But is there some trend here going on?
Me?
Is there a spirit trying to speak to you?
No, I don't know what spirit. You need to identify the spirit. We don't just need your accepting spirits talking to me. I don't know. I'm just really so lately. I think I want to go in the direction. I'm just in love with like. These shows, I'm in love with these black web series. I'm just in love with these black creatives who are out here creating free entertainment.
Like myself.
Yes. I know. I appreciate y'all. I really do. You know, when you see that's someone like hard work. That those are a lot of people. And these are well executed. Like even the janky ones I watch, when I find like a really good one, I'm like, oh, that's a money shot right there. Or like there are certain scenes that I'm just like, man, like that was too real. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
Be in my feelings. Like, you know.
Who are they funded by?
Well, I guess with the YouTube, some of them do it differently. Black and Sexy TV, all their stuff used to be free.
Oh, yeah. Ruby Love a Friend.
Ruby Love a Friend. I still like see the season finale because you had to pay for it. But that's how they get you because you'll watch the whole season and it'll be so good.
It'll be for free and then it'll be so
good and there'll be the last episode. And you know, all the episodes be like 10 minutes, 12 minutes. The season finale will be 42 minutes long. And you'll be like, dang, it's 42 minutes of content and they want
$3. He's so stupid.
But yeah, and some of them, like Tough Love, they were all free. But then they have 3 seasons up there. And they actually just dropped an episode yesterday, first of all. Yes, girl, I was sitting there like, what's going to happen? But what they did at the end of season 2, they let you watch the whole thing. They had like a little intermission between season 2 and season 3. And their episodes are already like 30 minutes long. So it was like 40 minutes. It was like $9.99. Like, you need to pay for it. But then...
But it's worth it, though.
No, it is, because I watched it.
Oh, opening. I thought you were going to say, no, it's not.
No, I was like, it is. Because I was watching it in the open. I tried to skip it, like, oh, okay, maybe I'll figure it out. Nope. First episode of season 3, I was like, I do not know what's going on. I need to go back and pay for this. But, and then there's one on Black and Sexy. I think it's called Broke Girls. Broke something.
That sounds familiar.
It's about 3 chicks, and they're all broke, but the one's, like, new broke. The other one's, like, hustle broke. Like, it's mad funny, and how they just be scamming out here trying to be, like, not broke.
That's funny.
But you gotta pay for it. They let one episode for free, and then the other one, yeah. The other ones, they give you a little
because they broke, that's why.
Yeah.
The irony. The irony there.
One episode, they was like, we're hungry.
What?
They were hungry, so they're like, we need to get somebody to get us some food. So they hopped on Tinder. One of them hopped on Tinder.
I can't. Yo,
secured a date. She picked the place. Like, she gets them to take her out.
Uh-huh.
She picks the place. She knows the people at the place. And basically, she was able, and you know, her friends show up on the date, you know, her roommates. And basically, and that's when it cut off. So I didn't get to see the whole episode. But I'm assuming what happens is she gets homeboy to buy them all food, because that was the assumption.
Yo, that's goals right there.
That's goals. It's real out here.
Yo,
in the
that's
street.
Goals. That's goals. If anybody has been up to those shenanigans,
yeah.
You know, and wants to include your favorite, you know, hostesses with the mostesses.
Yeah.
You know, to sustain Boston
comfort. These events I be going to.
Hello.
We need free food.
Also, like, we can't be providing y'all the quality.
Right. We
the
need
quality
money. We about to get y'all too. Don't worry.
To.
We gonna get it. Don't worry.
Yes, I get it. Don't live it. I live it how I get it. Hey.
No, but support local artists, because they're all artists. These actors, these directors, these producers.
They're
putting
local.
Dope music on all of these shows. They're putting all types of folks on. So
it is very true.
Yeah, and a lot of times this is what people are doing before they blow up. Before you see them
because
on HBO,
Issa
they was
Rae,
out here, right?
Listen,
talk,
Issa Rae,
tell them.
Issa Rae told y'all. Listen, this is the last time we're going to say it. Issa Rae told y'all, making it is not about, like, trying to, you know, freaking network with, like, Ava DuVernay and
right.
Oprah. Like,
cross-collaborate.
You know, it's about cross-collaboration. It's looking to your left. It's looking to your right. Seeing who are the people around you who are doing something similar or who are trying to, you know, get to wherever they're trying to get to and seeing how you can cross-collaborate with them. If there's somebody, even from my project, right? Shout out to Daryl, whatever. He
Daryl or whatever.
AKA Marty, you know, the Marty to my Gladys, you know. No, but he was one of the participants for Dear Black Boy and Dear Black Girl, whatever, in the reading the poems for Dear Black Boy. And then all of a sudden now he's my photo editor. You know what I mean? So like looking left, looking right, like, you know, you gotta be smart about it, you know? That's how you know, collectively
rise. I think people don't understand that. It is not about, first of all, I'm gonna do an article on this. How to approach and like work with a creative as a creative and as a especially as a non-creative, like don't like this whole networking, trying to network up. If you're trying to hit somebody, like work with somebody who's above you or doing, you know, who is hit a upper echelon you haven't yet to touch, it's kind of like, don't hit somebody up talking about, oh, we should work together, go to my website. It's like, no, don't. First of all, don't hit somebody up giving them extra work to do. Hello? They don't know you.
Hello?
Don't send me to your website. Tell me what you want.
Exactly.
One, and I'm not thinking for, I'm not talking about nobody, but I'm just, you know,
I have a story after, but go ahead.
In addition to that, like, you guys have to understand that, like, you shouldn't expect anybody to help you. Like, you, especially if someone is at work hard, like, if they turn around and they decide to help you, fine. But I always, it just blows my mind when people just want to, you want to collaborate in a sense that it's not a collaboration. It benefits you and only you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So people that I'm happy to work with are people who, pay to play, dude. Like, someone talked about, like, networking. Like, people always want to, you want to withdraw from somebody. You want them to give you, even asking for a coffee. Because people sometimes, like, oh, I asked them to have a, you know, sit down and have a coffee with me or something. It's like,
offer to pay for the damn coffee.
Right. Even if you are paying for the coffee, understand that that person is giving something more valuable than that coffee that you're paying for, their time. Because you don't know what they have. And if they're doing what they're doing, I'm pretty sure that they're busy. Mm-hmm. So, I just said all that. You know, I appreciate these people, like, and it just made me think, like, yo, I'm gonna be rich one day, and I'm gonna have to start a little, you know, a fund or something. Yep. But I definitely have to put some money aside to support people who are in media, particularly in film, because first of all, we talk about representation, and I have to go on YouTube to get all the representation that I'm looking for. Do you know what I mean? So it's amazing, like, the stuff that they're doing, and you're thinking about, like, you know, I was breaking it down to somebody, like, just how much, you know, and they're not shooting, like, in an apartment or, like, in a studio. Like, they're shooting in different locations. Like, they're, you know, that's people to actually do the shoot. You know, you need the actors. You need the locations. You need to be able to work with all these other establishments.
No, you need
equipment.
Food.
See, I didn't even think about that.
That's one of the more basic, and I say that because even with my project, I forget to schedule time for us to eat, like, to be completely honest, you know?
They love you then. You know, but, and it takes time to sit there and edit stuff, you know?
That's part of it, too, because, like, okay, so I just keep going back to my project because it's something that's in progress right now. But even with that, like, my two homegirls, Shav and Bree, are helping me with this project.
Shout out to Shav and Bree.
No, for real, though, because they literally, like, I hit them
up. Yeah, they'll,
like,
be here.
I hit them up, like,
they're not getting paid for this.
Not at all. And I hit them up maybe, like, a week or two before I needed to launch and, like, actually start filming. I was like, hi, friends, help. Now, please, love you. It was one of those things, and they were like, yeah, sure, they're down, you know what I mean? Like, Bree be coming from Mattapan to Somerville, Shaw be coming from, like, East Boston to Somerville, you know what I mean? Like, on the weekend, waking up early, and I absolutely appreciate it. So, like, it's also, like you were saying, like, instead of me just taking from them and saying, oh, thank you, girl, thank you, like, I try and do little things, like, okay, you've come out here, so let me make sure, okay, let me buy you guys lunch, even if it's just a pizza,
right?
You know what I mean? Like,
show some type of appreciation.
Yeah, exactly. And then even after, too, like, I have a car. Even if I'm dog tired, like, I'll do my best and drive them home. You know what I mean? Both of them. And they don't live near each other. Like, East Boston and Mattapan are, like...
The East Boston. I'm like, I can make it to Mattapan. I don't know about East Boston, though.
But, yeah, you know what I mean? It's little stuff like that. So, figuring out how you can give back to people without it being, like, something that's valuable. You know what I mean? So, like, me driving them home saves them, you know, money on an Uber or a Lyft. It saves them time because they don't have to, like, X, Y, and Z. So... You know, yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty lit, y'all. I'm going to do I really am going to do a blog post because I'm, like, in love. Okay. And I'll do a better breakdown of the 5 to 10 black web series.
I dig it.
We should be supporting.
I totally dig it.
Yeah.
Can you believe 50 minutes have gone by?
I saw the time.
I just wanted to let you know because I peeped over to the clock and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I saw the time.
We have been chittering and chattering for...
Yeah.
A full 50 minutes.
I mean, it's been a while. You've been super busy.
This is my last weekend of filming. I also say this to say that if you want to be part of Dear Little Black Girl, Dear Little Black Boy, hurry up and sign up. This is our last week of filming. If I'm feeling, you know, generous, I might add an extra day if it gets kind of crazy. But
I'm over here looking at Crystal like, when you going to edit all this? After like the fifth person, I'll be like, that's it. We done. Thank you.
I know. We had a ton of
Crystal is better than me. Shout out to all the people that showed up.
All 112 of y'all.
Yeah.
And your kids.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all so much. Like,
for real, I had to hit up some folks. Like, the men.
Also,
hello, men.
Shout out. Wait, Swerve. Hold your tongue. Shout out to Genevieve. Because Genevieve sat here like two nights in a row and literally like went down her like Instagram list, went down her call log, went down her freaking her high school yearbook. She was up in everything.
I'm people I ain't never talked
Listen,
to.
Listen, she hitting up folks that she ain't heard from in decades who made them like Jenna who?
Right.
You know what I mean?
like you know me, shut up.
Right. No, but I appreciate that so much because I mean you got so like last weekend, I didn't know any of the people. I'm like, who sent you? Like,
you gonna be there? No, I'm not. You're gonna see Crystal. Point of contact is Crystal.
No, literally, I was like, who sent you that? Like, oh, Genevieve. I'm like, okay, Genevieve, you got my door.
Genevieve was at home.
Yes, and folks was looking for you. I'm like, oh, well, she's not here right now.
No, sorry, Trevor.
Can I take a message?
Yeah, sorry. I tried my best.
Yeah, especially Trevor. Like, he literally, like, planned out extra time.
I know.
In his afternoon.
I know. I'm so sorry. We're going to play his music. We're going to have a Trevor Holmes tribute day.
Don't
you agree? Side note, Crystal figured out after the fact.
I feel so stupid.
Because that's why when I called, I was like, you know this Trevor, right? And you're like, yeah, duh. And I was like, okay. And then later, later you were like, wait, he sings that song? I'm like, yeah, that's what I was asking you. And you made me feel stupid for asking. Like, duh, I already know who you're talking about. But I'm
okay,
like,
so what had happened was he came in, but he looked, you know
first
how.
First of all, tell him who Trevor Holmes is.
So Trevor Holmes is a local artist here in Boston. Mm-hmm. He sings that song that we literally have played, like, I feel like a bazillion times at this point. Don't you agree?
Anyway, that was Crystal all so day after one. She figured out who.
Yeah. Don't you agree? But yeah. So that song or whatever. So he comes in and I'm like, oh, he kind of looks familiar, whatever. Maybe he's from Boston, whatever. And then he said his name. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, nice to meet you, sir. Like, you know, let's get started. But then something in my head clicked when he said
it. Clearly didn't.
No, it clicked way too late, but it's okay as long as it clicked. You know what I mean? Imagine if it never clicked. That it was him from all the music we play on Boston Come Through. And I was like, oh, sir, you look different than what I imagined. He's very tall. He's a very tall man.
Very tall.
Yeah, I thought he was like, you know, like regular schmegula height, but he's like...
He's good peoples.
He's...
I've only been in his presence twice.
He has a lot of energy, y'all.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
You can tell.
He's doing good. So shout out to him. He's doing Grammy... Grammys, is that what's happening this weekend? I think it's the Grammys. Yeah, he's doing Grammy things in New York, so shout out to you, sir.
Oh, I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
All right now.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Wow, it's already 9:54, guys.
It's 9:54, and I done ate a shit ton of oranges.
Clementines, mandarins.
Clementarins.
Where can the people find you? What will you be doing this weekend?
This weekend, I will be filming for Dear Little Black Boy. Dear Little Black Girl is my last weekend of filming. Like I told y'all, if you want to sign up, thecrystallens.com. Yes, it is thecrystallens.com. Like, don't leave out the part. It's in there. It's part of it. But if you click on the little like call to action at the top, you'll find the form there. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at thecrystallens. Don't forget the. And
I was gonna take a bite, but then I realized
that would have been loud.
I know.
Go ahead, take a bite, girl.
No, because it's gonna be my turn to say where they can find me at.
Okay, so those are all the things. I don't know.
Bottle wants to know what I'm eating. Something he wouldn't eat. It's salmon. It's smoked salmon dip.
It's gross. Rewind. Listen back to the episode. You'll hear all about it. But anywho, that is all I got for y'all. I'm just real tired. Sorry for the lack of energy.
This is not... There's no such thing as low energy, Crystal.
Excuse me, buddy.
Y'all can... What are we going to be doing this weekend?
I'm filming and drinking margaritas when I'm done.
Can I join in on that part?
Yeah. You want to come drink margaritas?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm probably
going to... Where are you going?
Across the parking lot to the cantina.
Okay, never mind. I feel like I'm doing something this weekend, but I cannot remember. I'm going to work on Friday.
Look at you. Look at you.
I had to remind myself today, like, oh shit, you ain't got Friday off. Like, you gotta go to work.
One day a week job.
I know, and it was so lit. I just sat on the computer. I was like, word? Okay. Thank you.
Anyway. I'm also planning the launch party for Boston. Dear little black boy. Yeah, I'm planning the launch party for that. We might have a surprise guest, which would be totally dope. I'm trying to make that happen. So yeah, stay tuned for all of those things. I really want folks to come out for that, mm-hmm. for sure. We're hopefully having it in Somerville, so you know you'll be able to do all the things.
But. Yay!
Yeah. Where can people find you, Miss?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. My days all run together now. Me and my cousin were joking about that. When you ain't got a job, I was like, "Is it today Monday?" And she's like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "You started laughing because we ain't got a job."
No, Mondays mean nothing to me. Other than CrossFit in the morning, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. I was like, I wake up early to post on social media, guys.
Same.
That's what I did today.
My little 6:30 posted, and then
7:02. Yeah,
right back to sleep.
I don't know what I'm gonna be doing this weekend. I know I'm gonna be doing something. I can't remember, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm like,
that's okay. We also need to go to some more events together. I feel like we've been slacking.
Oh, shoot! I just remembered. Okay.
So stupid.
Actually,
tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? I knew it. It's in my calendar.
All right. So tomorrow we have the vegan New Year's party. Everyone's like, why are they having a New Year's party? It's almost February. I'm like, shut up. Like,
it's free food.
It's free.
So if you're vegan, vegetarian, or you
like food,
or you want to just try something new,
or you like food,
free. It's gonna be at WeWork or Work Bar. It's one of those spots. It's in Cambridge, 675 Mass Ave.
Just Google it. It's called
the Vegan
New Year's Party, something like that.
Yeah, it's on Eventbrite. All you have to do is register. I think the registration is still open. That is Thursday. A bajillion things are happening tomorrow, too.
What else are you going to? What was the first, though?
That was free and it had food, so I'm going to that. But there's like, I can't remember. But on Sunday, though, shout out to Queens Co.
Hey.
They are having their website launch party on Sunday evening, and I'll be covering the event. Yeah, oh. I know. I'm taking my cousin.
Hey,
you're gonna be here though. That's
you. And I'll be in the studio.
You'll be.
It's my last week of filming.
You'll
y'all.
Be here.
Just,
so I was like, I ain't even
pray
gonna
for
ask
me.
Her.
Pray for my cerebral.
Yeah,
that I get enough sleep.
But shout out to Jessica Pierre and Queens Co. They're doing their website launch. I'm excited to be a part. I'll be covering for Secret Boston. I probably should get some. I don't think it's type of event I can show up in sneakers, which is what I've been doing, guys. Because you know, if I have to get dressed up, that's a whole nother. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
But I'll be there Sunday evening. The tickets are still on sale. I think early.
How much
bird
is a ticket?
I want to say 15 or 20, depending on if you get the early bird. But I'm pretty sure the early bird is gone. But it does include some bites, entertainment. You know, support a great cause.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Support women. Support Black women. Support Boston.
Give Black women your money.
Yeah, people doing all types of things out here. See, there's a lot of folks doing stuff. We just need to show up. So
we ain't gonna get back into this conversation.
I know.
Where can people find you?
Anyway, I know you didn't ask that question.
Where can people find you?
Anyway, y'all can find me on the Twitter.
The Twitter streets.
The Twitter. I'm not really avid, but Miss Fab 617. MSFAB 617. I need to get my followers up because my followers are janky right now.
Liddy Fi Liddy.
In addition, I'm on Instagram. That's where I'm most popping. That's where I'm most active. Instagram Lagos Days _ParisNights.
It's also in all of the show descriptions. So like by now we should have say this.
I feel like people would be like, where's Lagos? Someone asked me the other day. I was like,
do you Google? That's all.
Yeah. Lagos Days _ParisNights on the Instagram. Make sure to follow the show.
Boston come through.
On all media, but you
all
know,
the things.
Boston come through spelled out. Or it should come up because no
it don't matter. Just spell it. You'll find it.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. The Twitter streets.
It's also in all of the show descriptions.
The Instagram streets.
Also subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play and Mixcloud
and YouTube. And we do have a Facebook page.
It's coming. And a website coming.
Yeah.
Coming soon to the interwebs near you.
Yeah.
All right, girl. We can get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good one, guys.
Be blessed. Stay blessed. You know, moisturize your skin. Yeah. It's dry out here. Coconut oil and tree
oil. Coconut oil is not enough.
Can I finish? Coconut oil and tea tree oil and shea butter yourselves down. Wash your belly button and behind your ears. And until next week, y'all.
Boston come through.
Come listen.
Good day.